they have $17-$18 an hour. He's got not that money, but we have. Spend them.
You buy anything you ever want, and if we don't want to do,
I got some hell of a time. See, I wanted to buy a bed. She was in the hospital, you know, that new part where they make an extension.
Yes.
That was new kind of bed, you know, the automatic. Mm-hmm. You just get to the buttons, you know, and press it and there's them up and you get down and everything. I wanted that kind of bed. And I get some order from Ontario. And I wrote letters to Vancouver too. And the boy they come in here, they want to demonstrate it for her. Oh, no, 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 it's too much money, too much money. I said, what in hell you get to save the money, I said. I said, you could really and then think it's a good life for any of a couple of months or a couple of years. I said, I'm going to get it that. No, sir. He won't even let him go through that door in. I was coming out, I tell myself, I'm sorry. And I wanted that chair. He was sit down in a different chair than that one. He was sit down in that, when she wanted to get up, she can't get up, you know. Too low. And the sit down in that chair over there, put on two pillows, that's no good either. Get hell of a time. And when he sit down in that kind of chair, he gets another stew. Put them underneath the leg. I got to put it out underneath. And when she run it, I got to take it out. I says, hell, I going to get you that chair. I says, you could work in yourself. I says, just press a button. I says, nothing to do. No, he says, that's too much money. And when she was in the hospital, 3 days. And I says to Mary, I said, we go get in that chair. Now she's in the hospital. If they want it or not, I said, the chair going to be here. We go over there, they get in that chair. We just put it in, coming from over there, and she's just coming home, and I got some phone from the hospital. He said, you wife, they could go home now. I said, okay. And I phone them. He just coming and they got him out. The phone, and I phone them. I said, Mama, go me home now. He says, we go get him. He says, okay. Then she's coming in the door, you know, coming up and say that to you. I say, you get it. I said, yeah, I says, I get him. I says, then you're going to be good. She was smiling, she done in it. I says, and they hook her up and they give her that the buttons. I says, you try it now.
I told you about it, yeah. Did you?
Was your wife a hard worker?
That's why he agreed with that. You figure I'm going to make it up. She was always spending much of the money.
Did you work hard? Did you work in the strawberries?
I worked in the rubber smoking parlor. The milk was maybe 2 years with a hand mill.
Oh.
And that was worse and worse. That was with the two. And it was in the school.
How many clothes did you have?
And after that, I got a milking machine.
So how many cows did you have?
14. I said, no matter what cost, I said, I'm going to buy. said, "Well, the home making no good." He said, "You don't know what's happening here." And he said, "If you go and take care of the room," he said, "I might be going to put you there." I said, "I might go, maybe not go. Well, who knows?" But I said, "Because enough money in the bank, I said, it's going to be able to put $700 in a month."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You have enough money to get on anything you want to eat, and the clothes and everything." No. Don't spend the money, spend the money. You don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
They might come and say that there is an interview that's coming to Panama.
Impression. Yes, it's hard for...
You got no money, I said, what are you going to do? You can't buy nothing. You got the money, I said, you could buy anything you want. You won't do it.
When you were a little fella growing up in Yugoslavia, what can you remember about it? When you were a little boy back in Yugoslavia?
When I go to school, that's all, and then
So you were
he
in?
Says, "Is any man that left that from that time?" He says, "They're gonna be just like in heaven. Everything was growing. Everything they have, what they wanted." He said, "But won't be many population."
So you were impressed with what Dad told you, were you?
Yeah.
You remember that well, eh?
That's why I told to the day, man. Nurses when he come around. It's bigger than that. I said, "No, I said they're gonna tell you something, but I said I bet you they're coming through." I said, "I never forget that." But now she told me her name. She's gone next day. I don't know nothing, but I forget her name. But yeah. That was what I done when I was boy, go to school.
Yeah.
I can't forget that, everything. Or the maybe 4 or 5 kilometers to go to the school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a long walk.
We go with him, you know. And they tell a story when we coming from the school right to the village. He never stopped that guy. he was reading books, you know, all kind of history that was taken before.
Huh?
That's why he knows all that damn things. But happy. Mm-hmm. He was not happy.
So your dad was rather religious.
Yeah.
And
oh, when he come in, that's why the wife, Mary, says, your father was good. He said he was going to church every Sunday. But when he come in from the church, they go on, they call him Gostiona, like in a big pie. they have the food, they have the beer, whiskey, anything you want there on the Sunday. Yeah. But when he come from church, they go on inside. That's why you see the money that they have, was there, and they get from his friend, and
get rid of it that way, eh?
That's why they just me in Canada, and I took this brother, he was a cabinet maker, Frank.
Oh.
He's a cabinet maker.
Your brother Frank was a cabinet
maker. Yeah.
And Steve, he was a worker just like in a farm, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He go to Argentina, see nobody left with him. He was good father, they weren't going to stay with him.
Huh.
I was bigger when the war stops. I wanted to go to the war. I said that she wanted to go to the war country.
Oh.
And I said, okay, we're going to sell this, we go over there.
Yeah.
But on my farm over there. And her mother was alive. And I wrote letters to her. Well, that looks like that we could sell it here, and we're coming over there.
Yeah.
And that we get some letters back. Well, the writing that quick. And she says, don't come in. He says, no good. He says, better you stay there for a while, any of a couple of years. He says, don't come in here.
Oh.
Yeah, after the war.
Oh, after
but
the war.
After that, forget it.
Yeah. So, you didn't go over there and visit at all then anymore?
No. A lot of my friends they would go over there, and when they come back, he says, have the nice over there and everything, they have everything. I said, what in the hell, you coming back?
Yeah.
It's a good there. I said, if I come in there, it's a nice there and a good day. I said, I stay there. I said, I won't come back to Canada. I said, but you coming back again? I said, what for? I said, I do not believe you nothing, I says. I know you that all parts in the Croats.
So you didn't go many places when you were working. You raised your family and you stayed home, eh?
Yeah.
So I have a question here, special things that you did when you were young, or when you were raising your family when they were young and so on. You stayed home and worked, eh?
Yeah!
That's why I like my kids, they was good, they was listening. But now, when they get married, and we wanted to, not me, I says to her, I said, lots of times, I says, what in the hell are you worry for them? I says, you give them what they're supposed to give it to the kids. I says, they want to do something wrong, I says, let them do. I says, they're coming to sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wanted to save the money, he says. He says, you gotta save the money. You don't know what's coming, he says. Maybe no job, maybe get sick, maybe something's happened. I said, it'll cost you money. He said, you gotta save the some money. He says, don't spend it all. He won't listen. That younger girl, she was 3 times already in Hawaii. Now this spring they go again. Yeah. And something that gotta be done in the house, he says, $1,000 cost. I said, that's not much. I said, you make it up here. And your husband, you have more than $25 an hour.
Yeah.
It's an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's got big money.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't afford to fix it and got them in the house and they go someplace. That's why she was worried all the time.
Sure. Well, can you remember any bad or any real weather stories? The weather was bad or really
ugly?
No, here.
Here, not everywhere.
Here, yeah. No. 1934, when she came in that first Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I make that house, there was
one room when we were sleeping, I finished up that. And then another kitchen and another room, they're not finished.
Uh-huh.
Not inside, outside it was finished, siding and everything. And the roof, I split the shakes. With the roof and the shakes, uh-huh. No shingles. That way they made mistakes. And they never put a dry shakes like poster. After that, they put them shakes just to send like a shingles, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they put some length shingles.
Yeah.
That row of shingles, that length,
uh-huh.
And another one on the top, that length. And when the northeast will start in a Christmas Eve wind.
Yes.
And then fine snow, you know, just like a powder. And go through that shingles, you know, and the ceiling. All got the ceiling that was covered up by 2 inches snow on the top.
Oh.
And the morning she get up. I get some turkey, and she get up, make it fire in the stove, and when the heat coming, and they start water coming.
Oh.
She's not worried for the goddamn kitchen and the stove. She was worried for the bed. The bed, what kind of gonna be bed? They're gonna be soaking wet. I said, can help her, and I put some.
I don't remember, she told me that.
And I put some letters inside and then go upstairs and look at the goddamn bed machine. And it takes me to the noon time and take that snow to push it out. And I go down to the store. I don't know that that first name after that became coming, but then we told him it was another guy. I was very good with him. I come into his house. I said, could you go in the store and give me a roll of the tar paper? Oh, no, he said, did you know it's a Christmas? I said, I don't care. I said, is it Christmas or not Christmas? I said, I got some trouble. I said, I got to put some tar paper inside in the house. Well, I said, okay, you go with me in the store and give me a roll of paper and I take it home, walk. No bicycle, no nothing. And I walk and bring it home.
3 miles.
And I put that paper inside the rafters, you know. And when I finish up, and I gotta go every hour with a stick and shake it, then think the snow when it was in that paper, slide down to the end of it.
Oh,
open it outside.
Yes.
Oh, God. And she said, when she called me, she said, could you take a damn post out? You know, they looks like hell. He said, they know, that looks good. I said, if I take that out, I said, they all got their thing collapsed on. I said, that's what they're all of.
Oh. We hope this way she'll go back to you this summer.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, that must have been something, eh? That's a good story.
And I go in the logging camp, and I bought some cow, and to have, because I give it to that my neighbor, when he buy cow, and I told him that cow is no good, and chicken,
mm-hmm.
And he killed it anyhow. I said, I'm going to buy that cow from you. I said, I give you that money, but what you pay. Okay, so she put it, take that cup. When he will start feeding, you know, they have lots of milk. And she make it butter. And milk, he feed a pig. And she was alone, woman. They were working in the garden, they have more than that acre garden. They're foolish. Lots of potatoes and carrots, every garden thing, they gotta be, oh God, there was suffering over there. And they said, they give it to the store and buy something and give it 4 or 5 pounds and buy it in a week. Give it to the store and then you come in grocery.
Give it? Oh, trade it.
Yeah, trade it.
Trade it, yeah.
You know, when I planted strawberry and I was hoeing, I started work in the morning. She had that little girl. I started in the morning early and till to the dark. And in one corner, then I come into another corner, 1 month. Full month I work, even Sunday. And second time, I come in, when I own, it takes me 15 days.
How come you speed it up?
No,
all got the scooch grace I pull them out.
Oh,
there was a lot of that. I pull it out, and then a little bit dries out, and then I finish up, I go with the wheelbar, you come out there and think and take it out.
I remember when we
Strawberry, they was so clean, no weeds, no nothing inside, no grass.
Because you were so fussy.
And I was at the berry store, at the general store in Livingston.
Yes.
I was $1,000 an hour with the grocery. But they give me every time in heaven and one and something, my credit.
They do.
No interest, no nothing charge. Huh. Then I get the first stubborn and I pay the whole works.
Gee.
No problem.
Yeah.
But now you can get it in the store for it in any credit. No. That time you could get it. Hmm. Anything you want is in touch.
Pretty good, eh? You
could. Farming issues go up. Same kind of thing. Give them a cross.
You couldn't do that in Alder Grove, eh?
No, we didn't go to Alder
Grove. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Was it closer to berries than Alder Grove?
Yeah. The grocery man, they come in every day, Tuesday and Friday.
Each comes with a truck.
Oh. Berries would come out.
You know, he's bringing meat down.
Yeah. So you had all of these people coming with their trucks bringing your groceries.
Yeah, and he used to have big trucks and he used to, you know, how much meat you want, you cut the slice off for you.
Oh, did they? They cut it.
You order it, like they bring you groceries today.
Yeah.
And you order it for another one, they mark a deal. Next week they give you another one.
Oh, that's how they run it.
Yeah. Hmm.
But they not ask you, you gotta pay it another way.
Pretty
has to be to bring it either.
Gee.
And that filler coming with the meat every week, twice.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Then about 1951 or 52, the co-op started to come down in the Alder Grove. If you want candy, cake, pie, vegetables, meat, all of this,
the whole thing?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes.
That time there was very many people like now. There's so many people now, you can't trust them.
Yeah.
You get some trouble.
Sure.
See, like one lady down there, the other side of the living store, and there's that little valley there.
Yeah.
And the hilltop, they call it.
Uh-huh.
They come in and they want some help with the horse. I said, okay. He says, how much you want for the bill? I said, $1 bill. Okay. And I give it a couple times. I said, come and she wants some more. I said, okay, you go down there and take it. I never go with you, I was trusted. But before they pay me all the time, that time they never pay me. It takes 20 bills. Yeah. And I come to the berry store, I said, I come in there and they're not there, they move it. I come to the berry store. I says, what is it, that fat lady? He says, it's down there in the boundary. He says, you go straight down in Sesson and you see the house and play new one inside. Push. I said, okay, I got it. But the berry says, you watch it, if they're gonna let down and then you, boy, you're gonna be finished. He says, just like a pancake. They're gonna squash. I go down there, and then kids, they have this, four or five kids, and they're coming out. I said, where is mama? Oh, he says, she's out. He said, you go out. I said, like hell, I said, I don't go out. I said, I wanna see your mama. And they're waiting there, they wanted to chase me out. I said, no, I'm gonna stay here. sit down in the truck, I sit down. And when she come in, I tell to her, she left me $12 check. And before I go with that check, I go to the bank down the lane. I cash on. I tell them, I be having no money.
Yeah.
I cash it out. I come back again to the very store. I said, I get it some, but I said, not all. Oh, he says, we never got some nothing. He says, we give it them heater, electric heater. He says, we come in Christmas. The vanity says, to call an house. He says, they gotta have a heater. And I give it them a truck that was $35. He says, we can't get it now. He won't pay. I said, why don't you go down there and take a goddamn thing out and smash it? I said, well, I'm making that thing. I said, that's a difference to fool me. But I said, the difference in the store. I said, you're not working on nothing else. And I said, not in the store. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I'm in a farmer, give it that goddamn hair, I'm going to get another hay. I said, they cost me, but they not cost me that much. I said, it's only bailing I got to pay.
Yeah.
And he said, you're right. He says, I gotta send it somebody down there, you're gonna smash it up either.
Oh God.
Can you remember anybody being sick or babies being born in the early years? Did you have trouble with getting doctors or anything like that?
When I was born, when I carried a foot, I was breaking a foot, there's no doctor, nobody. And when my sister was born, 7 years after, just as of them. I remember when Alice was born.
Can you?
Yeah. I was sleeping in this bedroom, my mom and dad said, we're there. And the kitchen was long. The soup was long. And I slept between her brothers, one bed.
She was
between three of us.
Yeah.
So I slept. My brother sits against the wall. I slept in the middle. My older brother slept in the center of this bed. And we heard it, wah, wah.
Uh-oh.
I said, what the hell is that? So I remember waking up in the morning, getting up. There's a baby on the chest still. On the chest, we didn't have no crib or nothing for it.
Yeah,
sure.
All three of them jumped and looked.
Oh. So nobody was ever sick that you needed a doctor?
No.
Oh. Well, they have only when Charlie was born, they have the Dr. Marr.
Dr. Marr.
And Dr. Ross, wife from the Marr business.
From Fort Langley?
But all them, the three, they were born without a doctor. Because there was no money to pay.
Oh. Weren't you worried?
There was $100 to pay the doctor.
Well, they wouldn't tell you to do things.
Yeah. Were you scared? What happened if it didn't go right?
The lady was over there and I called her, but she had the baby already.
Oh. There was a midwife that might come.
Because I should say that the doctor is showing when she could get some Charlie. And I was with him, like a nurse.
Yeah.
And I see what he doing. And after he doing, I was do same thing.
So you never had a doctor then?
I remember going to the doctor once, when the teacher was home.
Oh? Where did you go?
Langley.
To the Langley doctor.
Dad took me on a bike.
To Langley on the bike,
yeah.
When you were sick?
I was sitting there on the
carriage.
Well, when did you get your first car?
1948.
Did you?
The truck.
I never got a truck.
No.
I ordered a truck. I wanted to buy a truck when it was four.
Yeah?
You can't get it.
Yeah.
And I ordered it and said when they come in, he said,
huh?
And I look at the province paper, and I see the Chinese man, he sells three trucks. And Hastings Street. And I says to wife, I said, I'm going to get on that truck. I'm going to see that the Chinaman, that truck. And I go to Vancouver and I go to Chinaman and I said, yeah, you can pick up a brand new one, he says. And he showed me. They was loaded with the tire, you know. They was all the back loaded. I don't know how many tires they have in the body. Anyhow, I think that's 2,200. And I have some money, but I give it, put it in her name, so. Mm-hmm. But I never got some enough. I'm gonna pay the garden fee right now. And I says to her, I says, I need some more money. I says, okay. He says, take it to me, all you wanted. He says, you got to have it, so. Said, okay. I go down to the Royal Bank and I get a check. And the chairman, he says, they got to be set with a check. Mm-hmm. We cross the other one. I said, okay. And I call him to my neighbor. We go down to Vancouver. And they call me there. Chairman, he says, do you bring money? Yeah, I says, I bring that money. But I says, that truck running, I says, I want it not to. I says, I bring that guy, he know the business, I says, but you can't follow. Oh, it's okay, everything. Then he started, goddamn battery there. Oh, he says, he go down there to his garage. He says, we're gonna get to new battery. He bring the new battery. I was learning, I could drive in that garden truck when I was working $1 in a day in a farm with a veterinary.
Oh.
$30 a month.
So this was long before you were learning to drive, learned to drive.
Yeah, and garden no money much.
Yeah.
Anyhow, get on that truck and bring it home and try it. Then driving and hauling some gravel and, you know, and everything. That's why we make it more easy to get on delivery, everything that we wanted in the farm, rocks and wood and everything, hay,
sure.
Everything hauling with that truck. And
all then,
4 kids, they was learn driving in that truck. They get their license, driving license in the trucks.
How big a truck?
Three quarter ton.
It was a green truck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was green, you painted it blue.
When
I come down in the garage, it was 21 years old. And I asked him, I said, give me the same kind of paint over there. And they get them, oh, great big book. He said, not that kind of paint in this book. I said, you look at it. And I look at it. He said, what for you gonna paint it that then? I said, when the boys coming or the girl coming 21, I said, they gotta be killed. I said, send the truck, a car. I said, they gotta be take care. I said, if you're not take care, I said, they won't get life.
Hey, that truck there was 1972. Yeah, he gave to his grandson.
Oh. Mary, when you were sick and Dad took you on the bicycle,
yeah.
What did you have?
Just a cold or something.
Did you stay in the hospital?
No, I
don't.
The first time I've been in the hospital when I had Alice.
Oh.
My daughter.
Oh.
She was 46.
Yeah.
When it was baby.
Oh.
There's a one lady that was a godmother to the Charlie. That lady was there to help the wife in the house, and she was digging potatoes. Just a slope down there, like that. What a slope from the house down. And the place down there was potatoes. But they was digging potatoes. Her husband, he carried them back, since potatoes in the basement. And they have the steps on there, they have the second bit for chicken feeding, right alongside the steps. And they come in, I don't know, some kind of slips out. He drops that bag of potatoes and the tipper down the regular feet. Everything was full. And she was here and she was carrying her in her hand in the house inside.
Yeah.
Not in the bedroom and in the kitchen. Well, the kitchen was like that, you know, all the way through.
Yeah.
Two bedrooms, there was on that side. And then she trapped her. But he won't tell to the wife when she coming in. And she was crying. And she was holding her and the racket. Oh, yeah. The next day, she was crying with the pain all night. She never sleep. She never sleep in the mother never sleep and it would make me wake up. And I says to her, I said, there must be something wrong. I said, that book I won't tell you what was happening. She was tell us what's happening. You okay? See? Dr. Rose coming around and he don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. He take a check it and everything. But can't find out nothing. And she grown up, but always that lady says, when the mother says, they're crying all the time. Always says the teeth coming out, teeth coming out. Mm-hmm. Only they was hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was younger, you know, it won't go straight like that. It goes like that.
Oh.
Their hands was like that.
Mary?
Yeah, that was cramps, like a cramps to get it.
Yeah.
When he was baby, it was only, I don't know, it was maybe nine or not here.
And he walked until 3 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't. He was tell us what is happening. See, doctor recommended that another fellow was a New West Minister for that kind of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
He won't tell us what is happening. She don't know, nobody know. But she know what was happening.
Oh.
And she go when it was, I think it was 20 years.
No, I was about 24 years old.
When she go, another lady from the Strawberry Hill, she says, you know, the doctor, he says, they're going to help her. And I said, okay, take it her. You. And then she take it that her and they go to that doctor. That doctor is eminent. He says it's too old now for that kind of stuff. But since he was coming a younger, he says nothing wrong to fix it up.
Oh. And what did he call it?
I don't know what he called it. He got me pretty
on the back of the head.
When the fire brain gets kind of dead.
Sure.
That is called fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
the
walking.
Sure, sure.
How much was suffering?
And the doctor said to me, if you came up 25 years before when you were a baby,
yeah,
it
could have been.
And I was in a logging camp, and she got to go down to Langley to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 weeks. For 6 months.
And she didn't do that.
She goes in the bus, but they got a walk. They were somewhere, but it was 3 miles from the house, not the body. Yeah.
And this was in, when would that have been then? 1940s?
Not quite 3 miles, I would say. She goes to get some buses and go down.
When you were just a baby?
Yeah.
And then when you had when you finally went to the doctor that he was going to fix you, that's years and years later.
Yeah, but
well,
he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
See, that's why then his whole family says the doctor's not is no good. I says, I like him. I said, he don't know something. He says, they're not going to touch you.
No.
Recommend you to another doctor.
I had him when I had the oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Like but this Dr. Rose, he was going to fix you up? Or he didn't fix you up? He didn't know what to do?
He didn't know nothing.
He didn't know what
happened. Like my brother.
He didn't know what happened.
Oh. You know what was happening with my brother, Frank, in a Travers Hotel in Carter Street, in Cordova Street. He was in a Travers Hotel and the next got them hard.
Uh-huh.
They was all nice, shiny, you know. Mm-hmm. He was drunk. And they was walking, you know. They have the shoe, and when he comes, you know, he never watch where you have the steps, and the steps in the heel and slide it, and it fell down. He hit that big coma.
Oh.
Yeah. And they come, that was in the Christmas too, Christmas Eve. They come in with a friend, sent from Hong Kong. But they come in there, and he would sit down in a chair, but he can't sit down. Always they move it. My wife, she says, something wrong with him. He says, he's got no sit down fight. Well, he won't say nothing. And go to bed. And that guy, he says, did you have a ligament? I said, yeah, I have tattoo. He says, what for? Oh, he says, he's going to rub it to Frank's back. Okay, here you go. And you know what he said? And next in the morning, you know, they have that bed. They have that, it was 2 inches bar, bend in the right rack, you know, that old bed, friend.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed it for that bend, you know, and when he start, I thought they're going to push it through the door, you know, when he start checking. I said, something wrong, I said, I'm going to call a doctor. No, he said, don't call it. And second day, I said, I'm going to call a doctor. Yeah, they're going to have the special goddamn bed. They're going to fall down the floor. And I call a Dr. Ross. Dr. Ross coming. And the son is sitting, what are you doing, grabbing like that? Come on. It's not cool, that big. Oh, he said, that's the way it says it works. And okay, they put us, take him into the car, and I go with him. And we were coming to the morgue down there, the lady there, the baby. Mm-hmm. He says, you stay with him in the car. He says, I go, gotta deliver the baby. I said, okay, go ahead. I says, I'm gonna stay with him. I said, don't worry, they not go out. I'm gonna keep him in. There was still more than 1 hour. And taken to the hospital, the Columbia Hospital, we're there. The next day, he says he's going to see him tomorrow. And he takes me to his place, to Dr. Ma, been in that house on that side. There was Dr. Ross in that house.
No,
right
not
after
that
hill when he go up. And then left inside.
In Vancouver?
No, right here.
Oh, in Langley?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dr. Hill's... Will you go up to Hospital Hill?
Maryville?
Yeah. Oh, they have said that big house in the mm-hmm. did you?
Oh, yeah.
That was his house.
What was it?
Yeah. And he took me to there, and he asked me, he says, did you know what's happening with him? I said, I don't know nothing, he won't tell me. He says, they ask him in the house, they ask him down there in the hospital, what's happening. And he won't tell. He said, we don't know nothing about it. He said, we got to check up all over.
Yeah.
This way, if they tell us, he said, what's happened? He said, we go to that place.
Yeah.
That away. He said, we could help him. But this way, it takes time. We all check up the leg, and check up the arm, and the head, and all got it. Just to find out what is this thing.
Well, he told the doctor, he doesn't know what's wrong with him. He didn't have to tell him.
He says, he's a doctor, he says he should know. I said, he knows, but I said, they're going to cost you money. That time they're going to pay hospital. I said, they cost you money. I said, that's the doctor he says. You tell him what's wrong. He said, they have to price that. I said, this is going to cost you more. I said, he's a doctor. He says, he'll give a damn for you. I said, they're going to help you if you want to help you. If it's not, I said, that's up to you.
So did he figure it out? Did he get treated?
Yes,
they treated. So he was in pretty bad shape though, eh?
Oh. Yeah,
that's pretty painful.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. We're on a tape here.